Okay, now you know who we are, right? we're the Copelands, 1, 2, and 3. Dear brother and sister Copeland, I want to thank you for your faithfulness to teach the uncompromised word of faith, for being a living demonstration that faith in God's word works. When my parents first heard you and Miss Gloria, they didn't know that God's word is the key to walking victoriously in every area of life. Through the teaching on the broadcast, I discovered my identity in Christ. I have a correct understanding of prosperity. I know how to walk in divine health. Now that is just...
That's amazing.
That is just... I didn't know you could do that. And Brother Hagin said, I ain't even had an aspirin in the last 35 years. I thought, really? Can you really do that? I thought everybody got sick once in a while. But that's not what the book teaches. I've taken sickness and disease from the midst of you. I was going right out here where the little pond is over there. I read that morning. Well, of course I was believing that. But here at home, I just stopped and got out of my car and I shouted. That's Exodus 23:25. I'll never be sick another day in my life hereafter forever. Well, when my appendix ruptured, wasn't a sickness. There's a lot of pain in it, but thank God that's over. But I hadn't been sick.
When it's come, continued to, you didn't have to start resisting it.
That's
you
right.
were already in the resistance
that's
flow.
Right.
So you just resisted it. And
yeah, and this is like, through the teaching on the broadcast, I discovered my identity in Christ. Correct understanding of prosperity. I know how to walk in divine health. I discovered how to live empowered by the blessing of the Lord. And I know how to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Man, that's good, isn't it?
That's good life.
The Believer's Voice of Victory taught me that victory is to be my way of life. Thank you, Brother and Sister Copeland, for your dedication to God's Word. And I am honored to be a partner with you, Catherine. Mm-hmm. Isn't that
awesome? Yeah, that's great.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We're not supposed to be sick.
You know, it always strikes me, I think about when, you know, our government, our country's gone through a lot over the last several years, and food prices are high, gas prices are high, housing's high, not to mention all the other stuff. And when you have wars and rumors of wars, I sit there and I feel for the people that have no idea that God is there for them. They have a comforter.
Oh my.
They have protection. And you don't have to do this alone. It would be such despair and emptiness to be living in this world without hope.
It is.
I mean, so many people don't have hope, and it is right there. It's right there. All they got to do is take it, act on it, speak it. And they can, their whole life can be changed. And they're being changed by the thousands and millions.
Yeah. But when you know how so many, several that close to me, COVID just took them out. And I'm thinking of two right now. Well, Big John Hall and Charles Green. Mm-hmm. Well, Ministers Conference 2019. I was sitting on the front row. Well, so it finally became COVID-19. I was sitting on the front row there, and all of a sudden I began to chill. And my back of my eyes began to hurt. You probably, if you was as close as you are, Kelly, you might have heard me. I said, you can't put that on me.
You didn't even know there was a thing going on.
No, it wasn't COVID-19 yet. It was just the flu that morning. But it hit me. It slammed me just instantly. You can't put that on me. You know you can't put that on me. Sickness has been taken from the midst of me, and you get your hands off of me now. 15 minutes and it was gone. And it came up. We had a lot of traveling. And I was tested for COVID 5 times and tested negative. Now, it wasn't just that. I'm bragging on this book.
Yeah.
That's but it has to do with your diet. And I have a young trainer that my diet is good, and not a lot of sugar and things in it. And but this is the biggest part of it. 15 minutes and it's gone. I haven't had a symptom since. But then so did my team, all of us. In our traveling, we went to Nigeria, we went to Bogota, Colombia, we went to not Nigeria. We went to Peru, and it's over.
Well, I have another story for myself. I tested positive twice and never had more than a sniffle.
Isn't that amazing?
So it can't get you down either way.
Well, you just hit it head on.
And I think it's really key to be in full resistance against everything that Jesus paid for us to have life in, to be standing against death. And that does have to do with how you eat and the things you invite into your life through television and always to be in resistance to what the enemy wants for us. It's a partnership with God.
Well, that's where this comes in.
That's
yes,
true.
It is.
You know, that's where this plays such a big part of that, is your tithe and your connection through the covenant.
This is a big part. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law. And it's amazing to me how few Christians have ever heard that. What are we redeemed from? And I heard Brother Hagin say it. Sin, I guess. No. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. The curse is over in the book of Deuteronomy, 28. It's right there, 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. The first is the blessing of Abraham. Well, if you belong to Christ, the blessing of Abraham has come on your whole family, if you know how to believe for it. It's right there in the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians. But the curse, sickness, disease, death, sickness, disease, and poverty. But really, sickness, disease, and poverty. The blessing is just the opposite. Spiritual death, sickness, disease, and poverty. The blessing, spiritual life, being born again. Mm-hmm. And we've been set free from all sickness and disease and prosperity. The first step in prosperity, and this is the way I pray for my partners every meal, that the new birth. Oh, I mean, that's a miracle that you can read about it, but becoming a new creature is just a new what? I'm a new creature? Do you have a Bible? Yes, 2 Corinthians 5. So we are new creatures, and new creatures ought to be tithing, mm-hmm. because the Lord's Prayer, our Father, which not mine, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus talked about his Father. Our Father.
He included us in that circle.
When Mary was at the tomb, he said, don't touch me. I have not yet ascended to our Father. So he is our very own Father, mm-hmm. because we're joint heirs with Christ.
And that wasn't something that was dwelt on in the Old Testament, the Father part. That was really a new, when he said our Father, he said, I haven't ascended to my Father and your Father. That was a new relationship open door that really had not been opened to be a son and a daughter.
What they didn't understand, first of all, when he was in that last Seder meal, they had no concept of the fact that he's going to be executed here in just a little while. But he said, I'm going to send you another comforter, another standby, intercessor. And all things that the Father has is mine. He will take what's mine and show it unto you and show you things to come. And he said it twice.
Talking about the Holy Spirit.
Talking about the Holy Spirit. When he comes. Who is this? Well, it's pretty simple. If you just continue to read the book of Hebrews and you come to that place where when Jesus sat down at the right hand of God, the church was born. But it hadn't been manifest yet. 50 days later, the Father came in the form of His Spirit. And they were baptized in that Spirit. Glory to God. And God gave them languages. Well, at the Tower of Babel, which means confusion, they were building a tower to reach unto heaven. And God said, let us go down. And suddenly confused their languages. They did not one begin to speak Spanish. And no. Had that been the case, a year's time, they could have learned that. They just couldn't understand what one another was talking about. Mm-hmm. And they scattered throughout the earth. Well, then the different languages developed. So, in any language around the world today, this book can be written and is translated in so many languages that you and I can't even figure out what it says. But here it is. And this one also.
You know, when you brought up that about Babel, I just saw something kind of that helps me to understand tithing better. Because it's not religion, it's relationship. Tithing is about a covenant, like marriage is a covenant. You can have a covenant with the bank. That's not like a covenant of marriage. It's a covenant of relationship. And tithing is not a religious contract. It's a covenant of knowing each other. And when you said that about, so that they began to build a tower to God without His help.
That's right.
And He said, if they continue being of one mind and one spirit, they will reach.
He said
He had to stop it.
Anything they can conceive, they can accomplish.
Accomplish.
Because they were in agreement with one another. And He said, we're going to have to mess this up. We didn't time for that.
So He confused their language. It undermined and removed their ability to conceive, communicate, and achieve without God. So that is, He made that ability in humankind, but He had to mess them up.
Yeah.
Now that we are in covenant and we have the same spirit and we have the mind of Christ, we have these things back in place. Tithing is a way that instead of being like them and trying to achieve without mm-hmm. God's help, mm-hmm. tithing is a way where we declare our dependence on Him and He doesn't have to stop us. He doesn't have to stop the blessing or the what He wanted mankind to be in a court, in communion with Him, mm-hmm. That doesn't have to have a cap on it. And our tithing is the way we say, we are completely dependent on You. We are completely grateful to You. We are completely one with You. And we offer the rest of our source. We take Him as our source.
You know, David and no, what camera are we on? David and Nicole Crank are on the Victory Channel. Well, David Crank Sr., he became the hero of the mailroom. We began receiving $1 a day. Sometimes it was just in $1 bill or change in envelopes. the dollar a day man. The dollar a day man. His name's David Crank. The dollar a day. $2. Oh, something's happening. I'm going to tell you something, children. The last check we received from him was $14,000.
From David Crank Sr.
Yeah. And David Jr. said he would sit down there, no food in the house, because he had been taught a preacher ought to be in poverty. You know, the congregation, you know, you keep him humble, we'll keep him broke. Because he'll never love for money. Well, not when you don't have. There are people that don't have any money that love it. They'll steal to get it. But anyway, he said, come on, boys, pick up those air sandwiches. He'd say, why can't we have air steaks? Well, look at them.
Yeah.
Look at the two of
them.
They're
feeding the hungry now.
They took that on, and his dad told him, you're going to be partners with Kenneth Copeland. And now their ministry said, literally exploded.
You know, it's important the ground you sow your seed into.
Yes.
If the ground's not fertile, your seed's going to have a hard time coming up.
Mark 4. Yeah, Jesus taught that. So, the tithing covenant is the key issue. Two things are the key issue to success. Faith. Tithing. You branch off that. Faith. Brother Robert said this. The Christian failure, by and large, is a prayer failure. I heard Brother Hagin say the same thing. All prayer is not the same. There's a prayer of faith, prayer of dedication. Your will be done, not mine. There's a prayer of petition and supplication, intercession. But all of those must contain faith in order to produce, because in the 11th chapter of Hebrews says it's impossible to please God without faith. Because faith is that catalyst. It's the catalyst that makes your tithing work. And John, you said it. If you're not tithing it, you're just doing it. Well, read that in the tithing book. It says the same thing right there.
Well, I've been tithing for years, someone might say, and I've never gotten that revelation. That's because you've never learned how to do it the way the Bible teaches you. You probably just wrote a check for 10% and put it in the offering bucket on Sunday morning. But that's not all there is to tithing. You're not meant to do it like you're just paying a bill. When you bring your tithe to the Lord, you're supposed to speak words of faith over it because Jesus is the high priest of our confession. Hebrews 3:1. He's anointed to not only receive our tithe, but to see that his word in our mouths comes to pass in our lives. Even under the old covenant, the Israelites were instructed to say specific things when they brought their tithes to the priest.
That's in Deuteronomy 26, 1 through 11, it says, and Moses told them, it shall be when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and you possess it and dwell in it, then you shall take some of the first of all the produce of the ground, which you shall bring from your land that the Lord your God is giving you, and put it in the basket, and go to the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide. And you shall go to the one who is priest in those days and say to him, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come to the country which the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. Then the priest shall take the basket out of your hand, set it down before the altar of the Lord your God, and you shall answer and say before the Lord your God, my father was a Syrian about to perish, and he went down to Egypt and dwelt there, few in number, and there he became a great a nation, great, mighty, and populous. But the Egyptians mistreated us, afflicted us, and laid hard bondage on us. Then we cried out to the Lord, God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand, outstretched arm, huh?
That's so good.
It is good. Bringing us out with great terror and signs and wonders. He has brought us to this place and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land, which you, O Lord, have given me. That's the humblest attitude you can have. Then you shall set it before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. This is worship. So you shall rejoice in every good thing which the Lord your God has given to you and to your house.
All right. Now, he's talking about produce. Well, the same thing when if someone is not a farmer, you have goods, you have... Now, let me go back. Miss Evelyn told Brother Roberts, if you don't, they were itinerant preachers. They didn't have any place to live. They just went from one deacon's or pastor's house from another. So he was in the home of a deacon. And he came home and he said to me, he said, I put $50. He said, I just did it. It's Wednesday night, I just did it. He said, I put $50, the whole paycheck. He said, I'm gonna sow a seed. And the piano player just grabbed a hat and put it. And I'm gonna have to tell Evelyn about it. We're out of time. I'm gonna have to finish this tomorrow.
Cliffhanger.
Oh, glory to God. We'll be back in just a moment.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
If you are in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise? You ought to be loosed from that infirmity, bless God.
Join us for the New Jersey Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Keith Butler, June 26th through the 28th. Register at kcm.org/NJ today.
I realize that our broadcasts literally go around the world, but do you know where you stand with God? You ever made Jesus the Lord of your life? There's been many, many, many people in my life that I just stopped and asked that question. And some of them were people that everybody thought they were Christians, but they weren't. Well, they were Christians, but that hadn't happened. And I'm thinking about a young man and he was young. And I just stopped him and asked him. And then he said, oh, no, would you lead me? And he was a young man. And just not too long after that, he died with Alzheimer's. You wouldn't think a man that young, but you need to know. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, according to the 10th chapter of Romans, that if a person believes in their heart that you've been raised from the dead, that you'll be saved. So let me lead you in this prayer. And you pray it out loud. You just go ahead and pray it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, come into my heart.
I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, come into my heart.
Fill my heart with your word.
Fill my heart with your word.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
You have been raised from the dead.
You've been raised from the dead.
Your word says, if I believe it in my heart, and I confess you as my Lord, Jesus, that I shall be saved. And I thank you and I praise you for it.
And
now that I'm saved, I qualify for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gives me utterance. So I accept that. And I humble myself before you.
Holy Spirit,
fill me to fullness.
Give me my supernatural
prayer language. I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let us know. Give us your testimony. Oh, that's the greatest testimony of all. Praise God, you're born again. You're a joint heir with Christ. So we'll send it to you free. Just let us know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made Him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.